is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous day. I hope you had an amazing day. I hope you've been smooth here on this Wednesday. This is when the show gets started every single weekday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It is Wednesday. It is July 30th, 2025. And that means a few things. We are now exactly 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Eugenio Suarez is back. Actually, he was getting busy today for the Arizona Diamondbacks. We've had a few minor trades that have gone on. Austin Slater is now a member of the Yankees. Brian Hayes is now gone from the Pirates, now a member of the Reds. We'll keep you up to date, and we'll talk some of these trades that have taken place. Unfortunately, we have some other injuries outside of Suarez who returned. Acuna, Achilles is hurting. We talked about all these NFL players. They're in training camp. They're hurting. Xavier Worthy is in concussion protocol. It's like, damn, the Kansas City Chiefs, it's early in training camp. They can't catch a break. Trey Hendrickson returned to work today. Isaiah Likely, he likely has a fracture in his foot. It is Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to talk about some of the best. Forget some. I'm going to give you a top six list of NFL players heading into 2025. Who are the best of the best coming off of last season, looking at this season? I'm going to give you my top six list. We'll do that 2 hours from now. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer. He's back tonight, Ryan Boccia, holding it down in New York City. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Next hour, all the training camp news going on in the NFL. We're going to be joined by NFL reporter from the New York Post, Ryan Dunleavy. He will come through and join us next hour. Yeah, we'll get into everything from Trey Hendrickson. He spoke to the media after showing up at camp today. Some of these injuries that are taking place all across the league. And so we got a lot to get into. We'll have that conversation with Ryan next hour. Boccia, welcome back. It's good to have you here, man.
I'm great to be back. Wednesday is a great day. You're halfway through the week.
Yeah, you pulled the Trey Hendrickson. Well, you didn't hold out. You weren't gone.
If I lost $50,000, I would be done. Crushed.
Damn. Okay. Well, he lost about $500,000. He showed up to work. He's okay, right?
Well, he's okay. I wouldn't be.
Okay. Well, as long as you're okay, that's all that matters. We don't care about Trey Hendrickson around here. We'll give you an update on that guy in a little bit. It's just been a wild day. Trey Hendrickson shows up to work, and today is so wild. Outside of some of the minor trades, and I'll call them minor, you know, half the guys that were traded today in baseball ahead of the deadline tomorrow, most of these dudes are folks that people have never heard of. And we might have a whole lot more of these deals that take place between now and tomorrow, but we'll get into that. This is probably a name that you heard of. And I had to just go, well, you know what I'm not surprised about? When I saw two things, first of all, Shannon Sharp is no longer a member of ESPN. I think we'll get into that in a second. But this news, also not surprising. Listen to this, Gilbert Arenas, a little bit of trouble, a lot of trouble. This is courtesy of ABC7 in Los Angeles.
We have breaking news. Having just learned, former NBA star Gilbert Arenas has been arrested. He and five others are accused of operating an illegal gambling business. The Department of Justice says they had high-stakes poker games at Arenas' Encino mansion. Arenas is charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, one count of operating an illegal gambling business and one count of making false statements to federal investigators. He's expected to appear in court this afternoon in downtown L.A. We will continue to follow this story throughout the day here on Eyewitness News.
What? Come on, man. You mean to tell me that Gilbert Arenas, all these years later, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years later, Gilbert Arenas hasn't learned his lesson when it comes down to gambling? The guy basically lost his career. I know he had a bum knee, but the guy basically lost his career because he was gambling on a team playing with Javaris Crittenden. He threatened him with guns in the locker room. He lost a lot of money. He lost a lot of games. He basically lost his ascending career because of gambling. And now here we are, fast forward, and Gilbert Arenas, and I'll call it success, all the success that he's found online, where you go, you know what? It's actually admirable. A lot of the things that he says I find to be ridiculous. I don't take him serious. It's not entertaining to me. It's a lot of trash. It's a lot of crap throwing. I mean, this is a guy who sits around. He's a grown man. I'll get into his son in a while. But this is a grown man who's sitting around mocking Karl Anthony Towns and his sexuality for public just so he can make money. And so I already know what type of guy Gilbert Arenas is. You know, I didn't need to, you know, wait until 2009 with the gun incident. I don't need to sit down and watch all of his shows and podcasts. The clips and snippets that I get say enough. But you would think things would be different. Like his son almost just died in a car accident, okay? His son is a highly touted basketball prospect. His son, and it's been a rough week for the Arenas family. A couple months, his son gets into a car crash, is in the hospital. You know, his son gets out, is alive. They didn't know if he'd make it. He comes out, he's alive. And then he recently, I think as recently as last week, he tore a ligament in his knee. Okay, his season is over. I think he's going to go play at Arizona where his dad played. Okay, now he needs surgery. And now his dad is arrested. Like, damn. And these allegations that have been levied upon Gilbert Arenas, yes, they are allegations, but is this a difficult thing to believe? Prosecutors say this illegal gambling ring, these illegal poker games, were taking place in his house from September 2021 to July 2022. And if you think about some of the charges, he's been charged with lying to the feds as well. He's charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, one count of operating an illegal gambling business, one count of making false statements to federal investigators. Yeah, they said you lied to us. Feds don't like that unless you're going to sing like a rat. And then there's this involvement of this Israeli person, this Israeli individual who's a part of some organized crime group out of Israel. Come on, man. It wasn't enough with Marcus Morris. I mean, Gilbert Arenas has now topped this. Marcus Morris allegedly writing fake checks to casinos to settle debts when he knows that there's no money in the account, allegedly. And now you got Gilbert Arenas, who allegedly was running a gambling ring out of his own house. You can't make this stuff up. When did he decide to quit? When he started, getting clicks and views online with his show? I don't even know what. I know it's called Gil's World. Botcher, is it a show, a YouTube thing? Is it a podcast? Where do you find that? I only see the clips on Twitter.
I would only assume that it's a YouTube podcast show, kind of like the others before it, like the Big Man Pod and all that.
It's called Gil's Arena. That much I know. It's YouTube. Yeah, wow. And he just sits around. I'm looking at this now. Just Google Gil's Arena. Sponsorship deals with Underdog. He had Ron Artest, Metta World Peace on the show. Kenyon Martin, you know, they just shoot the you know what. And now there's no show. Now all these guys got to find a job because Gilbert Arenas couldn't keep his. I can't say I'm dumbfounded or shocked. This is the guy who got in trouble for gambling. This is the guy who blew his career away because he wanted to bring guns into a locker room. And so can anybody be surprised with this story from Gilbert Arenas? The answer is no. No. And who knows? Maybe he walks away and he's scot-free. Maybe he didn't know what was going on in his house. Maybe he rented the house out. I don't know. Wilder things have happened. Gilbert Arenas scheduled to be arraigned today in Los Angeles. Oh, my God. It is currently 3 p.m. in the afternoon. They might be some additional news coming later today. I have a feeling he going to be locked up. He going to be locked up. They not letting that man out. Okay. Damn. Botcher, when you saw that news, what was your reaction?
Not surprised, to be honest. And then what went worse, like, of course, his family's going through it. And then you start to question how long this has been going on. I just can't put it through my mind that he's been knowingly hosting poker games illegally and not suspecting getting caught at all.
Well, they say he knew he was. It says that this took place for about a year. About a year.
How do you lie to the feds? That's the thing.
Correct. It also says that he was accused of lying to the feds. So he's not the first and he's not the last, right?
He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Why would you lie to the feds? Because that makes it 10 times worse when they do catch you like this.
Well, we're going to maybe he didn't know what was going on in his house. Oh, it's not. I don't feel bad for him if this is true. I feel bad for his family, like his son, who has really been going through it. The guy's poor son almost died in a car accident. This guy's poor son, it just ripped the ligament in his knee. And now he's like, my dad got arrested for what? Oh, well, just allegedly illegally gambling in the house with some Israeli crime lord. What are we doing here? This is going to be on Netflix or Hulu in about a year. They may not even take that long. And we discussed this yesterday, Botcher, while you were out. When you start having a rash of gambling-related issues like this in sports, and granted, Gilbert Arenas hasn't played ball in more than a decade, but when you go from Gilbert Arenas to Marcus Morris, you think about Emmanuel Clase from the Cleveland Guardians, and I mean, Jonte Porter just got banned from the NBA. Yesterday was the anniversary of Tim Donaghy, you know, getting popped for gambling on games that he reffed. It's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. I mean, we're going to have somebody else in another 2 weeks. And now Gilbert Arenas might be spending time behind. Everybody's always trying to get ahead, thinking that they will never get caught. I don't know. Maybe keep a clean nose the best way that you can. This is crazy. I saw that story and I'm just like, oh, what a surprise. Not really. Not really. Gilbert Arenas, just all the best to him if he is innocent. And definitely all the best to his family because they have gone through it over the past several months. I guess no more episodes of Gil's Arena. Not for now. Who knows? Maybe he'll continue on. Anyway, he's not the only person that lost it big today. Damn. And Shannon Sharp, Hall of Fame tight end, has been able to build himself up a massive career in media. I remember when he was on CBS, and then he was on ESPN, and then he went to Fox to do that show with that Skip Bayless, and then him and them two fell out, and then he ended up on ESPN, and then he started getting more gigs, and then it grew into Club Shay Shay, and he grew a massive audience, and he just started to build his own thing. God bless him. There reportedly was a giant production deal out there for him that he was getting ready to sign until this news came down the pipe, and it involved a lawsuit of a sexual nature that he had to settle that put his life on hold. Take a listen to this from last week. Fox 5, Las Vegas.
NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp has settled a sexual assault lawsuit filed against him in Clark County. The lawsuit filed back in April sought $50 million. It will now be dismissed with prejudice, meaning it can't be refiled. Sharp denied allegations of rape when they first surfaced and stepped away from ESPN, but pledged to return for the NFL preseason. Both sides have now reached a mutual agreement closing the case.
Uh-oh. Well, you heard this lawsuit was filed in April, right? It's now almost August. It's July 30th. The lawsuit was settled last week. Shannon Sharpe hasn't been seen on ESPN since the allegations. And it was reported today via The Athletic that Shannon Sharpe is gone from ESPN. He gone. He gone. Damn. And we don't know why he settled, but there's just too much up in the air. Did he settle because he didn't want more to come out? Did he settle because he was guilty? Did he settle because he wanted to get it over with? Did he settle because she said, I don't know. We don't know. It was enough for ESPN to just go, you know what? We don't want this. I saw a meme online jokingly called Stephen A. Smith the police. Shannon Sharpe on his TV show, First Take, Shannon Sharpe, fire. Marcus Morris Sr. Marcus Morris currently in a Florida jail right now for allegedly writing bad checks. And I don't know who the third person was, but apparently that person is in some stuff. Has Gilbert Arenas been on ESPN? They let that guy on TV?
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy says some of the wildest things. I don't know if they would let him on TV. Damn, what a world. What a day. What a week. Who's next? Botch, is somebody getting popped tomorrow? Who's next?
Skip Bayless, maybe.
What is he doing?
Didn't he have allegations against him, too?
I don't know. Sexual assault? I don't know.
Wasn't it allegedly? The Fox letter report?
I don't know. Allegedly, I don't know. Oh, boy. I don't know. What? Shohei Ohtani's going to be popped for drug smuggling? I just don't know, man. Aaron Judge, there's just so much going on. And I don't even, what's going on ESPN right now? The New York Liberty are taking on the Lynx. Oh, my goodness. Courtney Williams and Natasha Hydman. They were teammates. Did you know that?
Nope.
The Stud Buds.
That's a nickname.
You can only say something like this in 2025. If I would have said Stud Buds in 2020, I would have got yelled at. I got cursed out. Here we have on ESPN, what a world. The Stud Buds on ESPN. Botcher, we have entered into a new era. We have basketball players involved in criminal activity. We got referee anniversaries for cheating. We got Stud Buds on ESPN. We got the Major League Baseball trade deadline tomorrow. We got training camp. I need to take a break, and I just need to make sure that I am not operating in the Twilight Zone. There is a possibility. In my brain, I'm going, what the hell is next? I'll tell you what we'll talk about next once I compose myself. We're going to get into Trey Hendrickson. We'll hear from him. He showed up to work. That seems something semi-normal to get into. And so we got some sports coming up on the other side. What a world, what a day, what a minute, what a life. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. Stay out of trouble on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, well, we talked about breaking news from this afternoon. Gilbert Arenas allegedly caught up in an illegal gambling ring involving some Israeli crime lord running illegal gambling poker games out of his house, allegedly. And then Shannon Sharpe reportedly is out of a job with ESPN following his $50 million settlement last week, allegations of sexual assault. Wow. This is why I try my best to stay in my damn house and just come to work and just mind my business. No illegal gambling rings for me. I'm staying out of all of this, okay? Don't want to meet nobody, know nobody, talk to nobody. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of staying out of trouble, apparently Trey Hendrickson, thank God for him, he's not in any of that kind of trouble. He was in trouble with the Bengals. He was fined $50,000 a day for not showing up to work, for not attending training camp with the Cincinnati Bengals. He racked up fines that started to amount to like, what, I think $400,000, $100,000. And so it was reported while we were here on the show last night that today, Trey Hendrickson, who's looking for a big time bump in salary, scheduled to make about $22 million per year. Some of the top edge rushers are sitting around right now with deals in the amount of $40 million a year. Trey Hendrickson showed up to work. Now, he's not practicing. He still wants a new contract. And all things considered, until he gets a new deal, he ain't playing. He basically pulled a Marshawn Lynch. He is showing up so he does not get fined. Trey Hendrickson, he said things are exactly the same, but I'm going to keep my nose clean and stay out the way.
Things are exactly the same. What I'm not going to do is, as best as I can, like, avoid being a distraction. You know, I want to help the guys. You know, the guys that have helped me along the way, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, even Sam Hubbard helped me a lot when I was here. So to be that right now, I think that's what's most important.
Yeah, they said, and there was video. He's working out with Shamar Stewart, who just showed up to work. He's helping the guys out. He's just not practicing. He's just not on the field. He will not put on the pads. A matter of fact, he took it a step further. He says, damn it, forget practicing, forget training camp. I ain't playing unless I get a new deal. Listen to this.
Not only I've mentioned it multiple times this offseason, but also I believe ownership has as well, that there are plans on not having to play under the current deal. So I think that's something we have a common goal to get to. I think that's the plan.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Yeah, the only reason why he showed up is the same reason Terry McLaurin showed up for the Commanders. To stop the fines. To stop the bleeding. To say, you know what, I gave up half a mil, 400 mil, 300. I don't need to give up any more money. This is enough. Everybody has a breaking point. He did say, whenever we do get this stupid contract done, I'm going to be ready to play.
I'm always ready. You know, I think that's something that I take a lot of pride in, training hard in the offseason, getting bigger, faster, stronger. I think I tell Jeff Hobbs the same thing every offseason when we've been here together the last 2 years. So how I train, I'm not worried about. If I'm going to be ready, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, that's what everybody could say that. I'm always ready. I remember we watched Luka Doncic, and damn it, he was on Botch, I think it was the Today Show or Good Morning America. Did you see that?
I did not see it, but I've heard about him just being skinny and throwing shots around sometimes.
Well, he is everywhere right now on this tour. He's Men's Health Magazine. He's at Yankee Stadium. He's, you know, he's hanging out with Aaron Judge. Now he's on Good Morning America or Today Show. Like, what are we doing here?
He's got to get his good PR back after the way he ended last year and was called out of shape. So doing this little mini PR tour to get everybody on Luka's side again going to the season, that's great. It also helps him with the contract negotiations and maybe pushing LeBron out.
Oh, well, I don't know if he wants to push LeBron out. And this contract is going to be tendered to him on August 1st anyway. So I don't think he has to worry about that. The Lakers are on their hands and knees for him to go ahead and sign that extension. So he's on this PR tour right now. Yeah, for his own betterment. He's doing it on behalf of the Jordan brand. I know the Jordan brand, they're the ones who are pushing him. Because why the hell not? I mean, from the minute that he arrived in Los Angeles, they're handing out free this and free parking and free this all on behalf of Luka. And yeah, for the foreseeable future, maybe for the rest of his career, he's going to be the face of the Los Angeles Lakers. So might as well. Luka never someone to embrace the media. But all of a sudden, he's like a lot of people. I got to be careful here. He was fat, now he lost weight, now he's everywhere. He's telling everybody about it. And why not? Luka's going to get paid anyway. But like Trey Hendrickson said, well, yeah, I'm in shape. That's what all professional athletes say. I don't think I've ever heard a professional athlete come out and say, you know what? I'm not in shape. I haven't heard Zion Williamson say it. Joel Embiid will tell you how beat up he is, but Joel Embiid will never say that I'm not in shape. Who says that? Nobody. And so Trey Hendrickson, it's one thing to say, I'm going to be ready to play the games. I work on, you know, being bigger, faster, and stronger. Man, but you got to actually go out there and get the reps. It's as simple as that. Man, if I'm not sitting here in front of this microphone, if I just disappeared for 5 years and came back, you know, it would take time to become reacclimated. It's like riding a bike. It's like, yeah, once you get the rolling and strolling, you know, you can get back to it. But them first couple, you know, minutes or seconds is going to be wobbly until you hit your stride. And someone who also is not concerned about Trey Hendrickson is Joe Burrow. He's the best damn player on the team. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He says, you know what? When they get this deal done, I'm fine. I'm sure he's going to be great.
Yeah, whenever you can have a guy like that in the building, even if he's not going, you know, it's good to see his face, good to have his presence. You know, he's going to play a big part of this team this year. And so just to have him around makes a big difference in the energy around here.
Damn. He has reached the point in his career. He just won Comeback Player of the Year, by the way, if you don't recall. Not MVP, but Comeback Player of the Year because of that wrist injury. Joe Burrow has reached the point of his career with the Cincinnati Bengals where it doesn't matter if it is July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. He sounds miserable. Like, he's not out here one of the best quarterbacks. Like, he's not making $55 million a year. I guess playing for the Bengals, having your privacy sucked from you, even though he decided to be on that show. Those people did try to rob his house. He's just miserable. There was a point in time where he seemed like a happy individual. Well, maybe playing for the Bengals is starting to get to Joe Burrow. At least Trey Hendrickson is in the building. Can't wait to see what number they settle at. Because, oh, he's going to get paid. He will play for the Bengals. It's just a matter of when they get this deal done for the guy who's delivered 17 and a half sacks each the past two seasons. Showing up to work, I guess that's half the job. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm here to do a full job. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about some of these NFL players who've just been smacked around due to injury, even though we're only in training camp, even though the players just put on the pads. We'll also talk about some of these moves that have taken place and some of these moves that might take place now that we are less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. A matter of fact, we've already had a few trades. We got a lot going on in the world of sports. It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Gordon Damer.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we talked about a smart guy, Trey Hendrickson, showing up to work today. No longer trying to get docked $50,000 a day for not being at work. We'll see if it pays off big time with a contract that will pay him $35, $36, $37, $38, $39, $40 million a year. We'll see. Cost of doing business, right? Who cares about that? Who cares about a measly $500,000 when I'll ultimately make? I don't know. They'll bake that into the top of it. Okay, they can't waive fines, but they'll certainly bake that money back on the top as a signing bonus or something like that. We'll see. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. I told you that we're less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Already apparently have a trade. Botcher, Yoan Duran, he got moved to the Phillies?
He did, for two prospects. One of them was number 4, Mick Abel, and Eduardo Tate, the catcher. So number 6 in the prospect farm.
So the Twins are out here selling, huh? Is that what they're doing? Twins,
yep,
are selling?
Oh, seems like they're doing complete breakdown.
They want to sell the team. They want to get rid of it. I mean, it's just it's a sad situation. I mean, there's even these rumors that are flowing around that Carlos Correa might get moved. And you think about a team like the Houston Astros, I feel like everybody worth a damn with a bat on their team has been injured. Yordan Alvarez got a broken hand. Isaac Paredes has a hamstring strain. He's out. He's cracked almost 20 home runs so far this year. And so there's this story going around that they may try to reacquire Carlos Correa, who they won a World Series with, who was known for a lot of trash talking, who did all that crying after he left. He couldn't find a good market. He went to the Twins, has all these option years on his contract, signed an extension. And I got to be honest, he is just, he's kind of meh. 267 average, 7 home runs, 31 RBIs. He's just kind of meh. He ain't no all-star anymore, but he would certainly help. And I'm sure if he were to go back to Houston, he would give them a jolt. It'd be a jolt for him to go back. A matter of fact, let's take a listen. This is in 2022 when Carlos Correa went back to Houston. Just listen to the guy and all the emotions.
It's going to be pretty emotional. I don't know if I would cry. I'm not that type of guy that cries because of emotion. But, you know, who knows? It's a pretty special moment to get to be in front of the Houston fans once again. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know somebody would like to have him back. Jose Altuve. Yeah, listen to what he had to say about the team trying to reacquire Carlos Correa.
You know, Correa's a guy with a lot of history here in Houston. He's a great player, great human being, great teammate. So I think we, you know, anything to happen, I hope it's the best for him and for us.
Well, now that we know that the Twins are just closing up shop on the season, they took on the Red Sox today. Carlos Correa did not play in that game. I wonder why. Maybe to keep him healthy. He did talk afterwards, and he says, you know what? I control my own destiny given my current contract. Listen to this.
I get full control, so we'll see how it goes. You know, you listen to the rumors and all that, and I feel like it happens every year, but, you just got to let it play out.
Yeah, full control meaning you can decline any of that.
Yes.
Damn, make it clear. Go ahead. You can decline any trade that you want. Make it clear. Damn. He said that he is still planning to stay in Minnesota. That doesn't mean that Minnesota wants to keep him. Listen.
We'll see where everything goes, but, you know, my goal has always been to be here and win here. And, you know, I've been talking to Derek and Rocco, and I'll be ready for the next series.
Damn. Bacha, what did somebody crack open a cold one in the back, or was that a soda? What was that?
I'm going to hopefully say soda. Knowing the Twins and their struggles, it might be a cold one.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. By the way, I know a couple of months ago we talked about, I think it was me and you. Yeah, we discussed the school teacher who brought alcoholic beverages to class by accident at the end of the school year party. Remember that?
The accident in quotations, yes.
Yeah, it was an accident. You don't remember that?
Well, I remember the Mountain Dew.
Yes, it was just, he thought it was Mountain Dew, but it was alcohol.
Yeah.
Accident. How about this is an accident, too? You're going to like this one. The cocktail. Yeah, I'm ready. Hold on. I had to pull it up. The cocktail maker High Noon is warning customers that some of its vodka seltzers were accidentally labeled as Celsius energy drinks. Now they have a recall. That's an accident. Is that more believable than the guy giving the kids alcohol at school?
That's 100% more believable because that's a robot. Just slapping a label on a can. That's more pleasurable than a guy buying Mountain Dew. And it says hard Mountain Dew and giving it to kids.
Maybe he thought it was, thought it was colorful.
No.
That's it? Here we go. In a recall notice posted by the FDA, High Noon said that an unspecified number of its variety packs are filled with High Noon vodka seltzer alcohol, but have been mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. Now, what the hell is the difference between any of this? If you put these bottles in front of me, I wouldn't know the difference. These cans. I wouldn't know the difference.
Well, I'm confused, first of all. So it has a Celsius label, but it's in a High Noon box?
No.
Or is it just...
It's labeled Celsius, but it has High Noon in it. The vodka is in it instead of Celsius energy drink.
Well, High Noon has like that typical can. It's yellow with the logo. I think it's like a sun. So that's distinguishable. Celsius is just a smaller can, kind of just looks tropical, right, to say the least.
All these cans look the same to me. They all look the same. They all look the same. I mean, they're all colorful and they got labels. I don't know, unless I'm standing there reading it, which is why it's plausible for somebody like me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. To walk into a Publix or a Costco and think that I'm buying Mountain Dew and accidentally buy the alcoholic beverage instead. That's possible.
It's possible, but it's a great learning lesson for the entirety of America and everywhere around the world. Read your labels.
Oh, that we are screwing our kids over with deceptive labels.
That mixed with the fact that we are also stupid, where we should be reading and taking the time to see what's in the food and drinks that we're consuming.
I think it's less about the adults and more about the kids. Like, if I can kind of, you don't remember this, but do you remember Joe Camel? You know Joe Camel?
No, I've maybe heard the name, but Joe Camel is the
cigarette guy.
Yeah.
Like that, I might as well put the Teletubbies, not that they're relevant anymore, I don't think they are. I might as well put the Teletubbies on a pack of cigarettes and drop it off in front of a kindergarten classroom. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Or forget that. This is relevant. I think so. I might as well put Baby Shark on a pack of cigarettes and drop it on a preschool floor. What do you think is going to happen?
That is true. But aren't there some brands that do put, like, popular characters on certain packaging to sell it better?
They make up colorful cartoon characters and they just sell it. Like vapes. Like, I don't vape. I know plenty of people who do vape. And the people, they pull out the vape and it's all these colorful colors and there's all these characters on it. It's like, well, they're not trying to sell that to me. I've never walked into a cigar lounge and gone, you know what? I'm attracted to all the beautiful colors. Like, no, they're not selling that to me. They're selling that to people who want to buy these. What are these Japanese little monster things that people want on their keychains now? Woo-woo buddies?
Labubu.
Labubus?
Yes.
Like, they're not trying to sell. They're trying to sell this stuff to people who want labubus, not to me. So let me accidentally buy some Mountain Dew that has alcohol in it by mistake. Let me do that. But they want to. The point is, they're selling this to younger people. That's what they're doing.
It's working. To say the least.
It is. That's why they told Joe Camel, man, you got to go. You can't have no Camel, cool-looking Camel out here selling cigarettes. No. Got to have some boring packaging that will not capture the attention of our youth. There we go. Anyway, how did we get here?
Good question. Carlos Correa and being committed and selling.
Somebody, play that clip again. Somebody crack a bottle open at the end of it, at the beginning. Play that clip again.
We'll see where everything goes, but you know, my goal has always been to be here and win here. And you know, I've been talking to Derek and Rocco, and I'll be ready for the next series.
Yeah, you could have killed that off. We just need to hit the beginning. Was that not a beer?
It was a little more chunky compared to.
Yeah, we don't care about Carlos Correa. Just play the beginning part with the crack again. That's a beer.
We'll see where everything goes, but
yeah, that's a beer. Come on, man. It's not him cracking one open because he's leaving, but that's a beer. Good luck to him. He can sink with the ship if he wants to. Everything going on in Minnesota with the Twins specifically is going to hell. Is going to hell in a handbasket. It sucks for them. Speaking of hell in a handbasket, the Atlanta Braves here in Georgia, they're already there. Quite terrible last night when Acuña had to walk off the field talking about how bad his damn Achilles hurts. Need to get an MRI. Thank God it doesn't look terrible or bad as of today. He said he had Achilles tightness, and he was basically in tears last night. This is the same guy who has torn both of his ACLs, both legs, okay? If he had more ACL to tear, I'm pretty sure he'd tear that too. But now it's his Achilles. Listen to what Brian Snitker had to say about his ankle, his Achilles, his leg.
The doctor said it'd probably be at least 10 days. Again, everybody heals differently, and it's just one of them things you don't want to mess with.
Oh, my God. This guy, you know, when he signed his contract with the Atlanta Braves, it looked like the Braves basically robbed him. It was like, how the hell you give this guy, who just won MVP a couple seasons ago, an 8-year, $100 million deal? Like, what? That is robbery. But then the way his career might go, Is he going to be healthy? Can he stick it through? I mean, the Braves might, they look like geniuses at this point in time. The guy can't even steal a base anymore, and I don't blame him. He can't run. Botcher, this deal is going to look like a steal, isn't it, huh?
I still doubt that. Considering how much he succeeds while he actually plays, he's worth a lot more than what he's getting paid.
Well, yes, he is, but he has to actually play. Here's a better question. The next 2 years, does he suffer another leg injury?
For the sport, I would say hopefully no. But is it realistic that he'll get hamstring or calf strain? Yeah, it's probably.
Likely. This guy's playing baseball. He's playing the outfield. Was one of the most athletic guys in the league. I don't think his body's going to age all that better as he gets older. 8 years, $100 million look like a robbery. And now for the Braves, and this might be one of the biggest discounts ever. It is. It's already one of the biggest discounts. Braves, by the way, will also be sellers. They suck. Yeah, entire starting rotation gone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these injuries that have taken place in the NFL. And it's just training camp and guys are hurt. What a violent sport. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.